Lach Shavua Tov. Let's continue with our short perm ideas. Alonish Mitzchus of Hirsch Lelechaim, Avram Moshe Mitzchen Arachel. Also for Yaakov Sobet Sivya Rorachel Chaya. Can only imagine this scene, Purim 1940, in the Warsaw Ghetto. Baruch Hashem, we have the Sefer Ish Kodesh to be able to understand what was Purim like in 1940. But before we get to Purim in 1940, I'd like to start off with an idea from Eliezer Geldzahler. Eliezer Geldzahler, Rosh Yeshiva of Yisrael, the life and legacy of Eliezer is something that's pretty incredible. A book, the Sefer Abadim, changed my life. It's called A Blazer. You can get it online. It's beautiful. My Rebbe, Rav Judah Michelle Shalito, told it literally changed my life. So he says in the Sefer, why is it that the Gemara says that the same way you have to lower your simcha when you enter Av, you have to, when you enter Adar, you have to increase it. So he says that the same way that you would go over to someone, you see them eating meat during the 9 days, and you say, "Nu, don't you know it's the 9 days? You can't eat meat unless you have a siyum. Nu, don't you know you can't listen to live music during the 3 weeks?" The same way that you have that reaction when someone is doing something halakhically wrong during the 3 weeks, Chazal want to tell us that you see someone not happy on Purim, not happy during Adar, you have to have that same reaction. Nu, it's Adar. It's other. Chazal say that when you have court cases with non-Jews, that's brought on halacha, you dafka choose the month of Adar. It's the month that brings tremendous yeshuas. So try to understand a little bit what's the pnimius of this Gemara. So I think a pnimius of this Reb Eliezer Geldzahler idea, I think that it is that at the end of the day we're human nature, and sometimes it's very, very hard to be besimcha for 25 hours straight. But Eish Kodesh really tells us an amazing idea of what Purim is, and even how to beat ourselves even when things aren't going as well. This happens to me all the time. When it's not your best Purim, when you have such high expectations, how to be able to look at that. But before we get to the Eish Kodesh, to one more note. If anyone's listening to this, listen to my Rav Moshe Tzvi Shir, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg Shir, I think he gives in 57-73 about how to have the best Purim ever without doing anything. He gives the whole idea of stop trying to run here and run there and just experience Purim. Just to be in Purim as a mikvah, stop running to this Suda and that Suda. Just experience it, take it all in. But back to the Ish Kodesh. He starts off Purim 1940. Yis tibetikune zohar HaKodesh shepurim kiyom kipurim. It's brought down to tikune zohar. The Purim is a day like Yom Kippur, is a day like Purim. Ef shemaram is gamazah, he says, at the end of the day, it's hinted here. Shekemal Yom Kippur matanis v'atshuva b'yom zeh, just like Yom Kippur is fasting and there's tshuva on that day. Lo imrot se'osa ma'adam la'osa. Not only if you want to do it, do you have to do it. Rak bein imrot se'osa bein lo. Whether you like to do it or not, you fast. You go to shul for 25 hours, 26 hours. M'kaimem m'bnei gzeres ha'chodesh baruch. You go to shul on Yom Kippur because it's the gzer of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Ish Kodesh. You can just imagine who he's talking to. 1940, the Jews, Klal Yisrael, Mamish, seeing such torture and such pain. He says the same way that you experience Yom Kippur, whether you like it or not, you experience Purim the same way. Whether you like it or not, whether you're besimcha or not. Kin gam simchas Purim. Same thing about rejoicing on Purim. Lo raki ma'odem me'atzma besimcha o'akoponim b'matzav shayochu lismoch es atzma tzorechu lisamech. Whether you're besimcha or not, you have to try to make yourself besimcha. Ragam im hu b'shifos v'shir salib. Even if you're having a hard day and you have a broken heart, hamoach b'chol ruach nirmas, and your whole essence is just down, choy kush etzorech akoparim is a nitzel shesimcha l'hachnes salibo. To try to be able to bring in that simcha into your heart, try to spark up the simcha mamish into your whole essence. And he says that at the end of the day, chen gam imal l'mata. This happens from upstairs to downstairs here, from the upper world to this world. Let's say that the Gemara says increases the zayin and aleph, and the Rambam brings this down la halacha that the essence of the day is mechaper. The essence of the day brings atonement. Rebbe says in the Gemara in Yom HaPeyam and aleph that even if you didn't do full tshuva, the essence of the day actually brings tshuva, and we know that this only really applies to benam lechaver, not really, it doesn't apply to ben adam mamakum. But he says the essence of the day brings tshuva. Kein gam Purim af shelo ha'ish Yisraeli b'simcha kfi shetzarech liyos. When a Jew is not as b'simcha as he should have been, as he needs to be, and you think that the day is not going to be mechaper field, mimela kol v'rasosh v'perim lo ha'yos b'shemeth mikol makom. What happens? Says the Eish Kodesh, ha'yeshuva b'simcha she'apurim po'al Yisrael gam ata po'al v'osa. He says the same way that Yom Kippur is And a person didn't have full tshuva on Yom Kippur, but the essence of Yom Kippur is mechaper, the essence of Purim is mechaper. And if a person's not besimcha fully as much as he should have, but he tried his best, you tried your best to be besimcha, and maybe you were a little down, that it wasn't the best suda or the best Megillah reading or this or that. At the end of the day, you try your best to be in the Kedusha of Purim. The essence of the day is mechaper. The essence of the day, a blissed Jew. And that's really what the Ish Kodesh is saying. The Ish Kodesh is saying, stop trying to tell yourself that you're going to have to be perfect. Stop trying to self that at the end of the day, if you're not at this suda or that suda, or if you're not here or not there, not in Eretz Yisrael, you're Shlami Kenef Purim. No. The same way the Rabbono Shalom knows that every single Yid, no matter who they are, in Yom Kippur, they're found in Shul, whether they like it or not. Purim, we have to try our best to be able to be Besimcha or not. And we have to try our best, and it's hard. We have to try our best, we have to daven to Hashem with Mamash pouring our hearts out, to tell the Rabbono Shalom. You just imagine, 1940, he's telling all these Jews that lost family members. I know it's hard right now, he's telling these Jews. It's hard to be besimcha, but the same way that we wouldn't think about eating on Yom Kippur, whether we like it or not, so to the Rabbono Shalom now tells me in the month of Adar, specifically on Purim, to be happy, I have to try my best. So at the end of the day, you have to try your best on Purim, to be fully, fully besimcha. And if every minute, whatever it is, we have to be practical, be able to be a good family members, good fathers, good mothers, good siblings, good children. But at the end of the day, to try our best to really understand the Kedusha of Purim every single minute. And every single minute is not the highest moment. To understand that the essence of the day is also Mechaper. Just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Purim is Mechaper. The Rabbono Shem just wants to see do our best. We should be Zocher Mentor Shem to take this idea of the Ish Kodesh, Purim 1940. He should be Melech Yosher for us. And we should be Zocher to have Purim together with him. And all of Chai Sobaz Hashem Yishlam Yom Kodesh. Purim, Megabach Shabbat Tov.